Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 65 of Tribe Talk, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics. Spring has sprung. We're focusing in on Bridgeport baseball season, getting ready to get underway here in just a couple of weeks. And the longtime head coach of the Bridgeport Indians, Robert Shields, will be our guest. Chris George had a chance to catch up with him this past week to talk about this coming season and the new classification and setup in baseball now, where eight teams qualify for the state tournament. So we'll discuss all that coming up on this episode 65. Plus, we'll take a look at what is happening as the winter sports are coming to a close and the spring sports are underway. Softball season begins this week. Tennis not too far off either, and track also on deck as well. So all that coming up in our whip around segment. But now let's hand it over to Chris George. He had a chance to talk with Bridgeport baseball coach Robert Shields.
Bridgeport High School baseball just weeks away as we're joined by the veteran head coach of the Bridgeport Indians, Robert Shields. And coach, here it is. It's baseball season. And I know you've had a chance to get outside with the boys here early on a few days here, and got the season coming up here at the end of March. But your outlook this year, you got a lot of players back of a lot of experience. Give us your thoughts on how the offseason went and the outlook on your outlook for these guys coming into this year.
Well, I'm excited. Obviously, you know, you turn the page to a new season and you feel like when you have veteran kids, you hope that they grow, get stronger, get, you know, more so towards the knowledge of the game and the understanding. But when you look at it, the last 3 years, and that's what we keep preaching, and we're working on our approach at the plate. I think they're starting to understand that that's been our Achilles heel, because you can't fault the last three groups that we've had. It's been the hitting that's really cost us, and the timely hitting and the situational hitting that's really been what's really beat us up the last 3 years to get to the States and have an opportunity to win a state championship.
Who do you look?
I think this group this year, before we even have one time of bat, I think they're working hard on understanding, which, you know, it comes with maturity.
Who do you look forward to this year at the plate to take that next step? I know you got a large senior class again, which you always do, but who do you want to see to take that next step at the plate this year?
Well, I mean, you've got Kaysen Bond, you've got Sam Romana, even though Luke Rourke's a junior, he's got a lot of ABs. And then you have Guy Volio, and of course, you know, I'm not going to leave out Owen Sondricker, that just was basically the great person that he is, you know, quiet kid, someone that took the ball, you know, and I think he overthinks, but I think he's the one that's going to be a big key. You know, he batted in that five spot last year. I think he's going to be a big key. I'm probably going to leave him in the same spot again this year, because he can hit to the opposite field and he does what you want him to do in situational at-bats.
And with the pitching staff, you're always loaded in pitching. Talk about your pitching staff coming into the year. I know several arms returned from last year, which is always key going into the season coming up.
Well, I mean, you've got Blake Butcher, who was hurt the last 2 years, and hopefully bigger, stronger. All these kids are bigger, stronger, and faster. I mean, our 60s are better. Very pleased about that. You've got Blake from the left side and Guy Avolio. You got Kaysen, Owen, Sondricker. You got Jax McNally, another lefty. You go down the roster here. Brady Elliott could possibly pitch some. Mason Bowen, Aiden Dunn, who saw action as a freshman. Dom Fazlier saw action as a freshman. And then you've got Talon Thomas and Brooks Vass and Cooper Straley. And I might be leaving out a kid, but I'm just winging it right there on probably 10 or 11 arms that could really, you know, pose a threat to some of these teams playing all week long. I mean, I don't feel like we're playing a mismatch here and there. I think we can moving around, and our weekend starters and our weekday starters that could be formidable throughout the whole year.
Who has caught your eye so far in preseason camp, or has it just been a group of guys in general?
I'd have to say Cole Arnett's been the hardest working kid that I've seen that's, came through. That's, a kid that's just keeps getting better and better. And although he may not see a lot of playing time all around, I think he's the kid that, how I react to things during a ball game that could be a person that could come in there and definitely give us a good pinch hit a bat. And Anthony Julian also is another kid that was swinging the bat really well that I like that possibly could maybe get an AB, in a clutch situation, and also can pitch too. So those are a couple names that came off the JV unit that I, really feel as juniors that they're biding their time and they've done a good job.
We're with head coach of the Bridgeport baseball program, Robert Shields, a veteran head coach. It's won a ton of games and a ton of state championships during his tenure, looking for one more this year. And before we talk about the new state tournament format, let's talk about your schedule. You do a wonderful job year in and year out with the regular season schedule. You challenge your team. You play a ton of games. I love that. I love how you challenge your team every year. Talk about your schedule this year going into the 26th season.
Well, we were going to start off with Ripley, but there was a snafu with Wheeling Park not being able to get out at Marshall University early, so they had to switch us and put us against Cabell Midland, which is a very formidable opponent also. But we've got several quality ball teams on our schedule. We got Pike View, Herbert Hoover. In the Mon Valley Classic, we're playing Hurricane, Huntington, Frankfort. In the McDonald's Classic, we've got Fort Hill, Maryland, Wheeling Park, Cabell Midland, and Washington High School. And then we're going to travel to Virginia and play Woodbridge, Jefferson, and another opponent. And then we've also got Parkersburg South. So that's pretty much our non-conference games.
Yeah, it's a good schedule, great schedule. And that schedule should challenge you for the postseason coming up this year in a brand-new format for the high school state baseball tournament now being played down at Marshall University, down there at the new field there at Marshall, a place you'll be playing at there at the end of March, which is good. You'll get to play a little bit there on that field. Of course, you played there last year, so it's good to get a little taste of the field that you potentially will play on come state tournament time. 8-team format this year in every class. It's a lot different, a lot more teams involved. You're old school like me. I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest with you, but it does give access to more teams. Give me your thoughts on the new format.
I just think that it's just puts the strain on you for a long week, even though they have you coming in. And it's nice that they do invite more teams, but as well as I do, you lose a lot with that sectional opponent that that rivalry and stuff, even in basketball. I mean, you're playing one game and going to the state, tournament. Yes, you earned the right to get a number one seed or a two seed, but it just doesn't feel the same. Me being the girls coach of Robert C. Byrd, it just doesn't feel the same as you playing your area and then there's a winner and a loser going and playing at the sites. It's a little bit different.
Agree 100%. Our first broadcast for Bridgeport Baseball will be your game with Pike View down at Marshall on April the 3rd at 3 p.m. And, Coach, we appreciate your time here on the podcast and wish you the best of luck in the coming season. We'll be seeing a lot of each other here come the 1st of April and hopefully all the way till June.
I'm looking forward to it, Chris.
That is Bridgeport head baseball coach Robert Shields, his thought on the 2026 season.
Full update on Indian sports when we return.
Shop the President's Day sales event at Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Clarksburg. Last chance for Ram Truck Month. 25 Ram 1500, now to 14 grand off MSRP. Want more? Wranglers and Gladiators, up to 13.5 off MSRP. All with up to 125% of KBB for your trade. Smart buyers are making the drive to Clarksburg. And why? Because the bow tie means a better buy. Shop President's Day Savings at blackbearjeep.com. See dealer for details.
Well, not a lot of results when we were last together. Bridgeport boys basketball team did wrap up the co-regional championship in Region 2 with a 49-42 win over Elkins last Tuesday night. The boys will obviously advance to the state tournament. Number 3 seed in Class AAA. They'll begin play on Wednesday morning at 9:30 a.m. against the 6 seed Bees of East Fairmont. Wednesday, the softball team also will kick off their season as they will host Albert Gallatin at 5 p.m. and then take on Bethlehem Central on Thursday at 5 p.m. and then travel to Capital coming up on Saturday at 1 o'clock. That's going to do it for this episode of Tribe Talk, the podcast. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.